Welcome to the program, the stars of the afternoon show, George Shinato and Scott Kaplan. Boys, how are we doing today?
We're good, pal. We are at the Hollywood Park Casino. We're getting ready for our big fantasy football event here that's going to be transpiring at 7 o'clock. So Cappy and I are going to be here to warm up the crowd, as they say.
All right, now, so Mason has the first pick in our Hollywood fantasy football draft this year because he finishes last every year.
Every year.
He's finished last 5 out of the last 6 years.
He did win the basketball league after making an awful trade. Thanks, Brian Kamenetsky.
Right. And he claims that he will not get stoned before the draft, and that will make all the difference. But he's taking Cooper Kupp. With the number one overall pick.
Is he a running back?
Is he making? Why? I was just going to say, is he
There's
making a mistake?
There's not very many of them. Yes, because you got to take one of the. If you have the first pick, you got to take one of the top running backs because there's just not a ton of them that get the bulk of the carries.
Derrick Henry. Is that the number one guy
right,
this year?
Someone like that, right, yeah.
Is that the way you strategize a fantasy draft?
If you have one of the top 5 picks, you have to take running backs. There's not very many of them.
You know, a couple of years ago, I had the number one overall pick, and I took Antonio Brown. Never played one game the entire season. Not one game.
That's a very Mason-like pick. Well, the problem is we have 12 teams in our league, and so Mason picks first, and then he picks 24th. Mm. So if he doesn't take Cooper Kupp, Kupp won't be there when he gets to his second.
But why
round
does he
pick.
Need Cooper Kupp? There's a lot of great receivers.
No, it's an emotional thing, dude. Don't you get it? Yeah. He's not trying to win.
So according to Fantasy Pros, Jonathan Taylor from Indianapolis, that's the number one pick. Should be.
I would take Derrick Henry, but no, I would never take McCaffrey. He gets hurt every year.
Yeah, Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook from Minnesota, or Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler's a good pick. Oh, that reminds me. Cap, especially for
Austin Eckler, for sure.
But I wanted to play this for both of you guys. There's a guy named Ryan Harris who played in the league for a lot of years. He's an offensive lineman, played with Peyton Manning, played with Ben Roethlisberger. He was on CBS Radio yesterday, and listen to what he said about the Chargers and Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. All right.
Make no mistake. Everybody in the AFC West is chasing the Los Angeles Chargers.
Did I get that right? You think Justin Herbert is the best quarterback you've ever seen more than Peyton Manning?
No. I played with Peyton Manning and Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm telling you, Justin Herbert's the best quarterback I've ever seen. It's unbelievable what he does. It is something that's only going to continue to increase, and he's got the most talented arm in the NFL.
So, guys, this isn't me, John Ireland, Big Mouth sports talk show host, saying Justin Herbert's the best quarterback I've ever seen. This is a guy that played in the NFL with Peyton Manning and Ben Roethlisberger. Are we all underrating Justin Herbert, Cap?
This is, the best quarterback of, ever. I mean, this guy, Ryan Harris, is that what you said his name was?
Yep.
I just had to Google him. I just had to find out who he is.
I wonder if he Googled you.
Probably not. Doesn't know who I am. I'm sure he doesn't. Ryan Emerson Wilcox Harris is a former American football offensive tackle in the National Football League. He was drafted by the Denver Broncos in the third round of the 2007 draft. Okay. So the guy bounced around, played for Philly, Houston, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh. And his opinion is that Justin Herbert's the best he's ever seen.
Best arm talent, he said, I believe, if I recall correctly. Because I did hear that same clip. But what I would say to you is this, is that you three, you, Greg, and Ramona, as I texted you earlier, are Raider fans. So your thoughts on this is what I would say is, I would call it sus. That's what we call it here on the show.
I think it's sus or hella sus.
No. Yeah. And then Cappy is a Charger hater. Uh-huh. So he goes from sus to hella sus.
Okay, got it. So I'm glad you made the distinction.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Smart. I can get that.
Yeah, but that's still, he didn't leave any wiggle room there. Better than Peyton Manning, better than Big Ben.
Well, Peyton Manning didn't have a big arm, though.
Right.
He was great as a quarterback, but he didn't have this, monster arm.
Right. So, is he only saying he's the best thrower of the football?
Yeah, he hadn't seen a guy throw the football like that, spin it like, you know.
Well, I think he said he's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me play it again. Here we go.
Make no mistake, everybody in the AFC West is chasing the Los Angeles Chargers.
Did I get that right? You think Justin Herbert is the best quarterback you've ever seen more than Peyton Manning?
No. I played with Peyton Manning and Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm telling you, Justin Herbert's the best quarterback I've ever seen. It's unbelievable what he does.
It is
something that's only going to continue to increase, and he's got the most talented arm in the NFL.
All right.
Best quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah. That seems like hyperbole.
Yeah, here's what's going on, John. So this guy, Ryan Harris, you know, he played in the NFL, had a nice career. He's got a lot to be proud of. And he probably wants to get into broadcasting. And he's probably talking to an agent. The agent says, listen, for a guy like you who doesn't really have a name, you do have a resume, but you don't have a name. So you know what you need to do? You need to say stuff that's going to really make people pay attention. So don't say, hey, yeah, you know, I played with Peyton Manning and I played with Ben Roethlisberger. And this guy's, he's pretty close. He's on par. No, you say he's better than Peyton Manning. He's better than Ben Roethlisberger. And guess what? People in like L.A. are going to play these sound bites because it's so outrageous. That's why I think's happening here. Yeah, that's my analysis. What do you think about that?
I think Justin Herbert is a badass. That's what I think.
Yeah. Is he better than Peyton Manning?
I mean, he doesn't have the resume yet because he's a kid. He's a baby. He's got Similac on his breath. But, like, I mean, he's, you know, I mean, he's really damn good.
Similac was an interesting choice. Yeah.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
Like, I know
it's
where
the
you got that
Brian,
from.
Yeah. Sure.
I know
sure.
where you got that line from. You probably
Stephen A?
Don't even, no, that's a Perk no. line.
Oh, no, it's a Stephen A line. No, no, Stephen A uses
Perk
Similac.
Did Perk steal from Stephen A?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And you just stole it from Stephen A.
Right. Do I don't know if Perk said it.
Sonano and Cap, have either one of you are either one of you guys familiar with a store called Wawa?
Yeah, the sandwich gas station.
No, no, but it's like a 7-Eleven.
It's a gas station
in like New Jersey and Philadelphia, that whole area, that
so,
region.
It's like a gas station.
That's George, that's what I said, and people are coming back at me with no. Wawa like a Subway. And they make sandwiches fresh.
It is, but it's still basically in a gas station. And there's these like Wawa zealots that will come back at you and haunt you, like the Bayhive, or like Riri's Navy. There's like these Wawa zealots.
But there's also like you know how there's like questions about what's better, Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah.
Or like
Pepsi for me.
Chick-fil-A or Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Popeye's, no question.
But there's a Wawa, and then there's somebody on the other side.
Jersey Mike's right now of all the big brand like sandwich places. Is by far number one.
Yeah, but it's not like that. It's a Wawa versus, it's not 7-Eleven, but I feel like it's another brand that's sort of like half gas station, half convenience store.
Okay, so is
I've seen that around on the internet.
Devontae Smith,
remember what
the wide
one
receiver for the Eagles who won the Heisman Trophy a couple of years ago at Alabama, said this after practice yesterday. Is this incriminating or no big deal? Here's what he said.
You know what's crazy? I got a Wawa addiction. Honestly, Wawa sandwiches is just, I don't know, I literally eat one every day for some reason.
Which one's your favorite,
The honey turkey.
Oh, you like the meatball?
No.
No?
I'm not going
to step too far. All right, so is this like Mason eating the turkey bacon cheddar from Starbucks every day? Is it like one of those pre-wrapped sandwiches that's been made for 3 weeks?
I mean, no, it's not pre-wrapped. They make real sandwiches.
Okay.
Oh, they're,
you mean to tell me there's a human being
up.
Making the sandwiches?
All right. They also have breakfast burritos and cheesesteaks. They also have ready to go, so you can kind of like they're pre-made. You want to know the menu? Should we get the menu here?
I got the menu right here.
All right, what do you got?
So it sounds like it's a little better than a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, no, it's definitely better than this. But Cap is right. The structure, the brick and mortar, is like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and it's a very Pennsylvania thing, and it's an East Pennsylvania versus West Pennsylvania. So it's Wawa on the East, and it's Sheetz on the West. So that's the way it's divided in the state of Pennsylvania. Are you a Wawa guy or are you a Sheetz guy?
Got
Sheetz is better, by the way.
Oh, really?
I think so. I've had both, and I think Sheetz is better.
Ramona, do you want the breakfast panini sandwiches?
No, what are the? I'm not a breakfast person. So
they got paninis. They got hot and cold.
Is that macaroni and cheese on the sandwich?
They got macaroni and cheese on the sandwich.
Or is that eggs? I can't tell what that is.
It looks like eggs. They have paninis.
I like a panini.
They're paninis. They have a Southwest Chipotle chicken.
Looks good.
A bacon mac and cheese. They do have mac and cheese.
Wow.
And an onion cheesesteak. And then like hot subs. That's not just technically
an onion cheesesteak.
They got meatball.
Meatball.
They got quesadillas.
See.
Roasted chicken. Burritos.
Oh,
those burritos can't be good.
Nah, come
these
on.
These just sound like
a
gas station
in Philadelphia.
Gas station food. That's probably really good.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think the bread looks good.
And then they got the cold subs, which are the traditional stuff.
I don't think the bread looks good. The panini looks good. The bread on the sub doesn't look very good, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. Jersey Mike's is bomb.
Jersey Mike's is the way to go.
Fire.
You want a sandwich.
Can't help myself at Jersey
There's
Mike's.
There's like a bunch of Jersey Mike's now in the South Bay, Ireland.
My problem with Jersey Mike's is that when I go, I have to have like a little schmear of mayonnaise.
A schmear?
A schmear.
Yeah.
Just a little tiny
Ramona,
bit.
Ramona, do you like a good schmear on your sandwich?
You mean in cream cheese?
No, this is a smear, just a little smear of mayo. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't a lot of mayo?
No, you see, I don't want a lot of mayo, but I just want the mayo.
And I want Mike's way with all the stuff and the
jalapenos on it. Yeah. But the thing is,
no, banana peppers, not jalapenos. Banana peppers.
John, do you do Jersey Mike's in the South Bay? There's a bunch of them now.
Yeah, there's one right on Sepulveda, kind of when you get into El Segundo.
Yeah.
Dude, does he do Jersey Mike's? In the meantime, you should have heard these guys.
I mean,
guys
John
earlier.
Ireland lives in the gated community where, like, they will deliver, like, a, you know, gourmet sandwich to his front door, probably.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's
exactly.
is better.
Yeah.
Ramona, your whole thing about whether or not you're, like, going to be attracted to the Jack in the Box every time you leave the studio.
All right.
That's a real life thing, man.
It is.
Like the actual Jack in the Box character?
Like, no, not the character. Like, Ramona wants to
dating,
go every day.
You're dating Jack Box.
I was going to say, what is Nev going to say about this?
Ramona every day says that she is like battling whether or not she should or
it's
should
right
not
on
go
the
to
right,
Jack in the Box.
So I always take the same way home.
Yeah.
And
so
what I've been trying to do is I've been trying to order like Smash Burger and I get. I'll have that in a grilled chicken sandwich, and that's like nice and healthy and good.
Yeah,
but I'm
healthy,
not tempted, and I'm not hungry. But if I don't eat a big enough lunch, like if I was sticking with, I was doing the Starbucks chicken protein box for a while there. That's good, but like by the time I'm done, I'm hungry again. Like that's not really lunch. That's just kind of a snack. Yeah. As Mark Wahlberg would say, that's snack. So on the drive home, if I'm hungry and I'm going to be sitting in traffic, there's a Jack in the Box right on the way and it's on the right-hand side. So it's like easy to pull in, to pull out. If it's on the left-hand side, there's a McDonald's on the left, but I'm not going to make a left and a left.
Yeah, make a left, not pain in the ass.
But if it's a right and a right.
Oh, easy.
And it's Jack in the Box.
I have a Jack in the Box right by me and I never go.
Same thing. I occasionally go. It depends on how hungry I am.
I never go to the I swear to you, that it's the closest fast food restaurant to my house. It's half a mile.
Yeah.
I've never been to this Jack in the Box. It must be like a pride thing. I want to say that.
There is one right by me. And like Ramona, it's also a right and a right.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like.
That matters,
so
right?
So sometimes. Back in the day.
Of course it does,
like,
right.
Of course it does, for
not
sure.
left, right.
So, like if I left a Laker game, right, and I'm like, little hungry.
Jack, huh?
And I'm like, do I go the two tacos, right? Or do I go, like, the pita and try to do something somewhat healthier?
Yeah.
And it just depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes, like, you know, I can crush the two tacos really quick. The pita, I can't eat in the car for the other half a mile
to
my house.
Yeah, you're spill on yourself.
Right, the tomatoes are going to be everywhere.
Yeah,
like
the
you know,
sauce.
The chicken's going to fall out. The pita is wheat pita. It's going to fall apart. So sometimes I just crush the two tacos for $1.50 or whatever.
I understand that. I'm embarrassed to tell you though that I used to do the same thing. Like leave games late at night, go to an In-N-Out, and my order was. And this
but In-N-Out, you're going to wait 45 minutes.
I know, but this is terrible though. Imagine it's 11 o'clock at night, right? I go to an In-N-Out. I'm just getting done with a game. I'll have two double doubles, animal style, and a chocolate shake. What an animal.
No.
What a disgusting
animal. Yeah, that's too much.
Animal.
That's gross.
Right?
I mean, it's not gross because the food is delicious, but you're gross.
Right, like one double-double and a water would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
and do a protein style.
Exactly. No. Two double-doubles, animal style, and a chocolate shake.
Cap, you eat your milkshakes. Drink your milkshakes. I love milkshakes. I would drink them every day if I could.
I love milkshakes.
Okay, so let me tell you what your issue is.
Don't be ashamed.
Cap, I understand this. So did you ever get fries also?
Never get the fries because I'm on a diet.
Exactly.
He said that I'm hearing his order.
When did that start?
Yeah, so I had the two double-doubles. Yeah, but that's coming up. Yeah. But I had the two double-doubles animal style and the milkshake. But by not getting fries, that's showing some discipline.
That is showing some discipline. And the truth is, like, you have the one and you're going to be done with it. And then it's just going to be done. And you feel like you want something else,
which
is where the
yet.
Fries come in. But then you talk yourself into thinking like, oh, fries are just like no nutritional value. I should just get another burger. Right? Like,
right.
Don't you do
you
that?
You got some protein.
Because it's like something
Ramona,
else.
Yeah.
Trust
you understand
me.
The mentality. Hey, Ramona, how about this? When I'm really on a diet, you know what I do?
You're talking to a nursing mom. I just eat all the time right now.
when I'm really on a diet, I do this, though.
Yeah, but Ramona's nursing now, so it's like you can eat. Like when Kelly was nursing, she would like down like a Ben and Jerry's pint.
Oh,
like it was nothing. And she'd lose weight. How is this happening?
Everybody's like, are you on a diet right now? I'm like, no, I eat everything in sight. I'm hungry all the time.
Eating for
good
two.
For you.
Yeah, it's like great.
Yeah.
My diet right now is I'll have a double-double animal style.
Yeah.
And I'll have a single cheeseburger with pickles and mustard because I'm
you
on
only
a diet.
Had one.
Right.
Yeah, single.
Right.
By the way, we crushed the burger here.
Oh, yeah. Destroyed
they were
it.
Like these little mini sliders.
Yeah.
It was so delicious.
Delish.
So if you come to Hollywood Park Casino, have the sliders that Cappy and I had. We split it.
I don't know, man, because the chef here today at Hollywood Park Casino is going to bring out an entire smorgasbord of things that he and she would like us to try.
Love
so
it.
I'm gonna endorse the cheeseburger sliders.
It was so good.
But who knows what else?
Chipotle mayo.
See,
do they have good Chinese food there too? Like they have.
No way.
I heard. Yeah, yes.
They have good Chinese food there.
We're gonna crush.
Not that I've done this at 2 a.m. when I used to go out late at night and play poker late at night. Not that like I've been sitting at the table.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it. I'm just.
All right. So this show has taken on a new level of excitement. Not only will Sedano and Cap be doing their usual entertaining radio show, but offering live food reviews.
Oh, it's like
yes, that's
the
right.
Next 3 hours.
Right.
Stay tuned for that. That's it for Mason and Ireland. Sedano and Cap are coming up next. Coors Light is the sponsor of Supercross Talk, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Mason and Ireland, ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bam, ba-da-bam. You gotta turn your mic on.
Yeah,
I did just now. Bam, bada, bam, bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, the mic has to be on. Yeah.
Bing, bada. You mean when it's in green, it's on?
Correct.
Got it. Got it.
Correcto.
See, what is up today, man?
We're here at Hollywood Park Casino. That's what's up today.
Yeah. And you know what? Listen.
The people are here.
The early crowd has arrived.
Yeah.
The early crowd
has
arrived.
Get the burger. The sliders are delicious.
Sliders outstanding. Yeah. And then whatever else you get, let us know so that we can also get that.
We're going to sample.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we were told we have a sampler platter.
I said to the chef, I go, yo, bring one of everything.
Yeah.
You know, and then cut it up into pieces.
Yeah.
So we can sample.
Yeah.
Because the food here at Hollywood Park Casino is remarkably good.
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
So
I've even had the Impossible Burger here, which I'm not really a big fan of.
Why?
Because I just don't like the whole fake food thing.
Right, but you had it and you thought it was good.
Right.
That's I've the heard problem. The story already.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So I may even try one of those again today.
Okay, why not?
Yeah. Whatever you got, chef.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beto Duran is here to answer Christopher's question.
Already looking sharp.
He's at the bar.
Yeah. Looking money. Showered and cleaned
he's
up.
He's got a Perrier. I thought he was getting a beer.
Nah, he's got something else.
Yeah.
I think he was drinking earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was on the golf course, yeah. This kid.
Yeah.
Lots of beer.
Doing what he does every day, golfing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's great. I wish I lived that life.
He's an influencer.
Yeah, it's good. I wish I was golfing every day.
You got 2 shirts again on today.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I decided, you know what, I'm going to roll with it.
Well, we're going to be indoors today, so that's a little different.
Yeah, but I've just decided, man.
Is that going to be your new look?
No, I don't know about new look. It's just like I feel summery.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of like be loose and not be wearing sleeves. Normally, I'm always like dressed like it's freezing outside.
Yeah.
Like I'll walk in a puffy jacket in the middle of August and people are like,
what are you doing, bro?
Are you in Antarctica?
Yeah.
Like, what are you dressed for?
Right.
So I'm usually always chronically cold.
That isn't a Southern California look, the puffy jacket in like August.
It's just, I'm just chronically cold.
Yeah.
So today I'm feeling it's hot. It's summertime.
Why chronically cold?
I don't know. I'm just always cold.
Are you like a lizard? Are you cold blooded? Or what's going on here?
I don't know, man. It's just I feel like when I'm in my house, I feel like it's 30 degrees outside.
Right. What is the temperature in your house normally?
No, I don't know. It's just whatever.
I mean, you don't have like a Nest or something? You can't look it up on your phone?
A Nest?
Yeah, Nest. You know the thermostat?
No, I don't have that.
He has no idea.
Don't tell me you got one of those old school thermostats that like you turn or you got the little knob.
It's a little tiny bit more advanced. It's a little next gen.
It's just like a button up and down?
Imagine from 8-track to cassette. You see what I'm saying? 8-track to cassette.
Okay, because I thought you were like my parents when they bought the house in 1982. Like, they had the one that turns, like, you know?
Yeah, not that
and, like,
one.
The top is the cool and the bottom is the heat.
Yeah. No, it's not that old, but it's kind of old like that. So in my house, all the windows are wide open, and I just feel like it's cold as hell outside.
Yeah.
And then I get dressed, and then I get outside, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's hot as hell outside.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was cold AF.
Yeah.
Now it's hot AF.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, so I decided I was going to go with the t-shirt undershirt again today because yeah. I'm trying to make sure I don't want to sweat from underneath my pits.
Right. You have a very big fear of that.
Big fear.
Yeah. Has that happened to you in the past before?
So when I was a kid, George,
like regularly?
Well, let me just tell you a story.
Oh, sure.
So you remember the show Cheers?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Everybody knows
Norm!
Your name.
Norm!
Right.
Yeah.
So Norm is sitting at the bar one day.
Yeah.
That's where he sits, right?
Yeah.
And in comes from into Cheers this giant wooden box.
Yeah.
And it was delivered. What was the name of the rival bar that they had? There was like a.
Oh, I do. I don't remember.
What was it called? Gary's Old Town Tavern.
There you go.
Okay. So Gary's delivered this
big box.
Nice job, Beto. Yeah. Thanks for the save, pal. And so Norm is sitting there on the end of the bar with his sport jacket on.
Yeah.
And they say, Norm, why don't you help us out? Open the box. And Norm goes, nah, man, I don't want to pit. And they're like, come on, Norm, help us out. So he goes, oh, okay. He takes off his sport jacket, and he's already like, just a lake under both armpits.
Yeah.
I have a phobia of that. I'll give you another example.
Why don't you just wear dark colors?
Well, I mean, today I probably could have gotten away with it.
Yeah.
I'll give you another example.
Yeah.
The Jeffersons.
When you're moving on up.
Okay. I remember one time George had his cardigan sweater hung up on like a wire hanger.
Yeah.
So the back of the hanger.
By the way, you're of age of this.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Faye Dunaway movie?
Which one?
No wire hangers?
Yes. Yeah. Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest.
Yes.
Terrifying.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
Right. That woman.
I mean, you've got to be of a certain age to know that. I was like barely like 4 or 5, and it was one of my first memories of a movie. That and Rosemary's Baby. What the hell were my parents doing when
I was
a kid?
I don't know who Rosemary is or her baby.
You don't know Rosemary's Baby?
Don't know her.
Super horror movie from back in like the 70s.
Really? Yeah. So when George Jefferson comes out and he's upset with the maid, what was her name?
Florence.
Yes.
Yeah.
He takes the cardigan sweater off the wire hanger, and the back has those points
in the back of his shoulder.
So I have a paranoia
that you have
about
points.
It. Right.
Yeah.
So sweating under the pits.
And the points.
And the points.
Yeah.
These are big paranoia things. All, by the way, compliments of sitcoms. That's what that did to my mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Take that in, Lindsay Baseball.
I know better than to hang from the...
Yeah, you can't hang like a sweater. Yeah.
You hang them. There's actually a really good hack I saw on TikTok where you fold it over the hanger and then you like flip it up.
Now, explain this to me. Like everybody, like TikTok, that is like their marketing campaign now.
Oh,
like that you can find life hacks on TikTok.
It's always trending.
Yeah.
How much are you spending time on TikTok?
Not at all.
See, me neither. In fact, I get all my TikToks on Twitter.
Or on Instagram.
Yeah. So that's exactly my point.
Yeah.
Is that even just the other day, Josh here from our promotions team and our social media team, Josh put out this amazing video on Instagram, but it was actually put out on TikTok.
And then he converted it to Instagram.
Right, and so I felt cool that I was watching a TikTok,
right.
But I was TikToking while Instagramming.
Well, the ESPN college football people, I was just at their seminar, they're like, you should get into TikTok. I'm like, I don't even know where to begin.
Well, on TikTok is probably a good start. I mean, download the app.
No, right, that part I know.
Yeah. I feel...
As far as like content.
Right, here's my fear of TikTok, and I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
My fear of TikTok is that there's a lot of editing to be done.
There is.
And my daughters make it look so easy.
But it is really easy.
But you are not savvy.
I feel like it would be very hard and time consuming.
It was a huge accomplishment for you yesterday when you put on Amazon.
Dude.
And you had the game on.
Dude, I am so proud of myself.
Yeah.
In the last 2 weeks, I have figured out how to get onto Hulu.
Yeah.
First, I figured out I had Hulu.
Right.
Then I figured out how to get onto it.
Now, do you have the bundle?
No, I'm using...
You have like separate each one, ESPN Plus and Hulu and all that?
I'm going to tell you the truth, George, because you know I don't lie.
Yeah. Well, you do lie, but...
I can't lie. I cannot tell a lie.
Yeah.
My daughters had somebody else's Hulu account.
Uh-huh.
It's on my TV.
Yeah.
As long as I'm logged in, I'm using somebody else's account. I don't even know whose it is. Okay? I swear to you, I don't even know whose it is.
Oh, you're such a buffoon. All right?
So I've got the Hulu now that I'm working, and last night,
The Amazon.
The sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, you watched the game.
That
Uncle Al and Herbie.
I was able to find out.
Kaylee Hartung.
I have.
Yeah.
Prime.
Yeah.
I was able to get on it.
Yeah.
I was able to change my password.
Yeah.
And I was able to successfully watch the game. For someone like me.
Yeah.
This is a monster accomplishment.
What did you make of the broadcast after we were over?
Didn't really watch it. I wasn't really interested in the game. So I turned over to the NFL Network because Green Bay was playing Kansas City. And I thought that was a more interesting matchup.
Really?
So I didn't really get to see Uncle Big Al.
Wait a second. Yeah. So you talk about Al Michaels like you worship the man.
Yeah.
And yet you didn't watch his maiden voyage on Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, I watched a few minutes of it, but not really.
to watch a game between two teams that weren't playing anybody that was going to probably start at all. At least the Texans were playing their starters pretty deep in that game.
No, I really never thought to myself, sit down and watch this game because it's Al's first game. In fact, I tried to put myself in Al's shoes, and here's what I would have done if I was Al Michaels.
Yeah.
I'd have walked in and gone, hey, everybody, I don't really care where this game's being televised, streamed, whatever you people call it nowadays. He's like,
You people.
Yeah, right. I'm here to just call a game.
Yeah.
So to me, I don't know if it's on ABC, NBC,
none of them,
Prime Video.
Yeah.
It don't mean anything to me. I'm just here to call a game.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about streaming,
yeah,
over-the-air broadcasting.
It went off like without a hitch, I felt like. I watched the whole thing.
Really? The whole thing?
Whole thing, even the postgame.
Really?
Yeah. I was curious.
How'd you think Herb Street did?
I thought he did great. I honestly think he did more analysis than I'm used to, because in college, you know, college football, there's so much great storytelling, right? Like in regards to, you know, because you're teaching these people on the audience, right, about these kids, right? Whereas in the NFL, everybody knows, not everybody, but yeah, you have a pretty good idea of who these guys are, yeah, for the most part. So he did much more analysis, and I thought it was fascinating to see, like, not that he doesn't do plenty of that during the college football season, but he does less of it, is what I would say, because there's more storylines and stories to tell about the teams.
I don't know why, and tell me if I'm alone in this.
But I thought it was good.
But I have this thing where Herb Street is typecast.
Why is that?
I don't know.
What do you mean typecast in what sense?
In
good-looking old college quarterback guy?
No, that he's a college football guy.
Oh.
Not an NFL guy.
Right, but all these guys that are in the NFL now are guys he called their college games.
Absolutely.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, for some reason in my mind, like when I think of Chris Berman,
I think of NFL. You're not saying that you believe people are typecasting Kirk Herbstreit. You're typecasting Kirk 100%. Herbstreit. Okay, thank
100%.
You. 100%. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes, because if the world were typecasting Kirk Herbstreit,
right,
they wouldn't have hired him.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
should we have typecasted you?
As what?
As just like, you know, a San Diego guy.
I was typecast like that for a long time.
Were you?
Yes, absolutely.
By who?
Previous management here at 710.
Not me.
Not you. Of course not you.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You're an open-minded, flexible guy.
I mean, sort of.
You're not an absolutist.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I guess...
I mean, we've been plotting you being on the show with me for like 7,000 years.
Right.
That too.
So. Yes. So it finally worked out. But yeah, what I'm saying is that for some reason in my mind, Kirk Herbstreit is college football.
Right.
He is
college football.
He's Saturday night, the biggest game on the network.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, he is college football.
Yeah.
And listen, you talk about a guy like, you know, Tony Romo. What an opportunity to go from the field to the number one team working alongside Jim Nantz. How about Kirk Herbstreit? Not that he hasn't been a TV professional for all these years.
Incredible.
But to sit next to Al Michaels.
Yeah. It's great.
For his first job in the NFL.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Very jealous.
But again, that's what this all boils
Very jealous.
Is that you want to be next to Uncle Al.
Well, not only do I want to be next to Uncle Al, but I mean, you don't even have to pay. You can pay me half of what you're paying Kirk
Herbstreit. I mean, Kirk Herbstreit makes a lot of money, so I don't think they need to pay you half.
Yeah, that's all. Just half.
How about if they just paid you 10%?
Done.
Yeah.
Consider it done. $1.2 million to sit next to Uncle Big
Al. You know, I know the talent lady at Amazon. She used to work at ESPN.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, tell her I'm available at 10% of Kirk Herbstreit's rate.
Well, they're going to let him ride through the season, I'm sure, at this point.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, they got Kaylee Hartung, too, who used to work at ESPN.
She related to John Hartung?
I have no idea.
Is there such a person
as
John Hartung?
Yeah,
okay.
Dodger person.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't believe so.
Okay.
I believe she's from like Louisiana originally.
And is Richard Sherman doing something on these broadcasts?
He's on the studio side.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Him, Carissa Thompson, Fitzmagic.
Oh, really?
And who else am I missing? There was someone else. Oh, Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Andrew Whitworth is part of the broadcast in some way, shape, or form. Which, by the way, Andrew Whitworth said something interesting.
Which was?
During the broadcast, Kaylee Hartung asked him, have you been getting any calls with guys getting hurt around the league? And he said, that his agent's been getting calls.
I believe that.
But that he's good to go.
He's fine. He's not playing.
They got to call his wife, he said.
I wonder if he would actually come back and play if it wasn't for the Rams.
That's what made me think, too, because they were talking about the Cowboys. I'm like, you can't go to the Cowboys, bro.
No, but they have suffered some major injuries on their offensive
Tyron
line.
Tyron Smith, that's why I'm saying. I'm like, Witt cannot leave Sean McVay. I feel like they're like kindred spirits.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what they are? Remember the movie Twins?
I do remember Twins.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger
DeVito?
And Danny DeVito?
Yes.
That's McVay and Witt in
that's
a lot of ways.
That's what they are.
They are.
And who's who?
Well, Witt has got to be Arnold because he's bigger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Yeah. Wasn't sure.
So, I mean, I like Sean.
So Sean is
I mean, you know I got a man crush on
I know you do.
But by the way,
yeah,
I'm starting to get a new man crush.
On?
I'll tell you who next. We're back in 2 minutes from Hollywood Park Casino. Come hang out with us. We're here until 7 o'clock. You're on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
There you go, Cappy. Go do your thing.
I was jamming. Did you see me?
I see you.
Ow. You gonna bust out that moonwalk again?
Dude, I got a lot of very, very positive feedback on my moonwalk from Union Station on Wednesday. Think about this, George.
And like by many people who are, how many?
Millions.
Yeah, probably not.
Millions.
No, no.
Like three.
No practice.
Yeah.
Wearing these brand new Nike Air Force Ones.
Yeah. Are they back on today?
They are back on. Second time.
Yeah.
And I rocked out that moonwalk the other day. A lot of people were very impressed, other than my daughter, who said, "Slay, queen."
You're such a moron.
True.
We are at Hollywood Park Casino hanging out with you until 7 o'clock. We got our big fantasy football deal going on today at 7 o'clock. Come hang out, even if you're not part of that, and take part in the fun and frivolity. Now, I told you, you know, Sean McVay is my man crush.
Yep, I know. I know.
I got a new man crush.
You do.
I'm going to choose my new man crush.
Let me hear
my
this.
My guy Fat Jack over here.
Fat Jack.
Yeah.
Very opportune to meet Fat Jack because I just said to Sedano the other day, I said, George, football season is coming.
Right.
You know what we need?
What?
We need our own guy,
right,
our own handicapper on the show.
Boom.
And here he is.
Yeah.
Fat Jack.
Yeah.
Let me undo a button. You know, if a man crush.
Feel free.
I'll show
some. I mean, it's okay. It's LA. It's hot. You can show more skin.
Non-chest hairs for sure.
Now, you were wondering why he goes by Fat Jack.
Well, Fat Jack, you, could you lose a couple pounds? Sure. Who couldn't?
Sure,
I mean, I could too, right?
I could too.
You should see me in a Speedo. Listen, you would have no questions if I was in a Speedo. But, yeah, I used to be 350.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, I looked around. There were no 350-pound 80-year-olds. And I thought, you know what? I better lose a little bit.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I got a Slay Queen today at lunch. So
you did?
We live in the same world.
Oh, hey now.
Because you both have college students.
We
right.
Do.
Yeah. So you were 350.
I was.
And what are you now?
230.
230.
Nice.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
I had surgery.
No way.
Yeah, I had a gastric sleeve put in, and then I lost about 120 pounds.
Wow.
I still am fat enough to feel okay.
Right.
Like I'm not lying to everybody because I am still fat.
Right.
But yeah, I don't want to lose anymore.
And you had the name. You need to brand the name.
What am I going to do? Like, rebrand my entire thing?
No, you can't do that.
You can't go because then you're like normal Jack.
Right.
Now it's I have a lose, friend. Lose. Yeah, start
normal
over.
Jack probably isn't selling.
Nobody cares. Yeah. It's like being named Karen.
Right. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Now you also have a friend.
Same situation.
Yeah.
His name is Fat Tony.
Right.
His son's name is Fat Boy.
Yeah.
His daughter's name is Fat Girl.
Yeah.
I kid you not, I don't know any of their real names.
Yeah.
His name is Fat Tony.
I mean, Tony.
I mean, that part.
Yeah.
But the fat boy and the fat girl, I don't.
You don't know his children's name.
Correct.
Not getting on the elevator all at the same time. We're over the weight limit.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Yeah.
So Fat Tony got skinnier, and now he's still Fat Tony.
What are you going to – you can't change it. So you go with the personality. You say people say, well, it's a fat wallet. It's fat something else. But I mean, the reality is I'm never going to be thin enough not to be fat. And, you know, with week zero here, it's time to make some money.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Yes.
We were just talking about that. So I'm going to get up early. Not early, because I'm up early to have little kids. But I'm going to be by the TV for this game in Ireland. Nebraska.
Yeah, absolutely.
Northwestern. Like, to me, that – of the week zero matchups, I feel like right out of the gate, that's a matchup that I want to watch because, you know what? I know the brands.
Wait a second. You don't want to watch Austin Peay versus Western Kentucky?
I mean, I may tune it on for a second until the Nebraska game starts.
Okay.
So yeah, in my world, you're just trying to find the games you can make the money at, I will tell you, that's not a bad one to start. I mean, you have teams that have been kind of going different directions. Northwestern was not even competitive last year. They lost every conference game by 17 points or more. You know, they're trying to get it done with smart kids that have a chip on their shoulder,
right,
and are kind of undersized. That doesn't
the
work.
The anti-cappies.
Perfect, exactly. Yeah. Somebody who's not a five-star.
Right.
Cap's a five-star.
No, he wasn't a five-star. He's also not that smart. So
well, but the other thing is I had a chip on my shoulder. Don't forget
you
about that.
You did have that. Right. He played at Pitt, by the way.
He was
a kicker, but he played.
That's all right. You still played, kind of.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what? They're going to be good again this year. But yeah, Northwestern, not even competitive. Nebraska gets Kendall Thompson. People don't know about him. I've known Kendall since he was like 11. My son grew up with Trey Young, and they would play on one group against Charles. It's Charles Thompson, who was claim to fame was doing cocaine back in the late 80s at the University of Oklahoma and bringing down
the
program.
Honestly.
You know what? It's the 80s. Win in Rome, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, his kids, both good athletes. One played for Utah, and Kendall played for Texas. Sarkisian wanted to go a different way, so he transfers up to Nebraska. That's a huge improvement for them at quarterback. I think they're going to be much more competitive. And their quarterback, Martinez, went to K-State.
Right.
He can't throw it in the ocean.
And with Nebraska, they were a ton of games. And I know this because, A, I love college football. B, maybe I've placed a wager here or there.
Yeah.
But they were in pretty much every one of their games.
Nine losses, all of them within single digits.
Right. And they a ton of those, they were leading in the third quarter.
Yeah, which is what all Huskers fans will tell you. You don't want to go to Lincoln right now because they're really making the reservation for the Final Four, which I wouldn't go overboard. But I do think against a Northwestern team that lost all their conference games by 17, that's probably the right side. They're laying 13 or so. So
okay,
that's a good place to start.
That's what I want to ask. So the line in the game, because again, tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up and there's college football on.
Yeah, let's
ready,
go.
Yeah.
You know? And so the game that we're talking about, Nebraska Northwestern, I've heard everything you said about why Nebraska, why not Northwestern, but the line is 13. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
And the right side of the game is?
I think it's Nebraska for sure. I think they blow them out. They beat them 56-7 last year. And you know, the thing about it is, my clients will all get the same picks. Those are all posted and documented on the website. There's no BS with what I do. But sometimes it's on those games where everybody's going to be watching. Some of it is, you know, northern directional schools playing other north, especially in basketball season.
Yeah.
You get to the Canisius and Winthrop, those
Lehigh
types.
Or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's, you got to find out where watching games is always more fun when you're winning money. So, but yeah, I think that's probably a good place to start first thing
on
Saturday.
This is what I like about you, Fat Jack, and tell people where they can find the picks.
It's fatjacksports.com. And like I say, at least follow me on Twitter at fatjacksports. I mean, I expect people to be driving around and go, oh my gosh, this guy's going to win me a ton of money. That's not really the thing. What is the thing is you're going to get no BS, 100% transparency. I've been doing this 27 years all over the country. And you go to the website, you'll see the results, including my preseason records all there. You click on results, you'll see the football and basketball picks for the last 7 years or so. They're all posted there. So when you sign up, you get the picks texted to your cell phone or email to you. You will be getting Nebraska tomorrow. I'll just tell you right now, that's already gone out as one of my plays. And then you'll see that on the results tab tomorrow evening, win or lose. It'll say Nebraska minus the 13 is one of our plays.
Yeah, you're not one of these schmoes that's going to be like, I won 70% of my games when nobody really wins it.
So many of those guys with the changing landscape of sports gambling, everybody is Kenny Rogers now.
Yeah.
I mean, they all think they're professional gamblers, right? And it's not happening that way. Be real careful, especially you guys are getting ready to vote on some things here in November. Anybody that's dipping their toe into that world, you've got to be a little bit careful right now because everybody thinks they're good at gambling.
All right, so I'm dipping my toe. I'm new, all right?
He's got an ugly toe.
My right foot is kind of gross, and my left foot is like really nice.
I mean, gross.
And Lindsay and I were going to go for pedicures earlier today, but we just couldn't work the timing out.
Put some shoes on it. You'll be all right.
Well, no, I did. So because I was wearing flip-flops earlier, and I was like, I don't need anybody talking to me about my right heel that needs a cheese grater. Okay, I don't need that. But Fat Jack, or Fat Joe, or Fat Jack, we've been going back and forth about both. My question is this. Can you teach us about exotics? I want to do parlays. I want to put multiple games together.
Wait, but do you actually know how to gamble straight up yet?
No.
So then why do you want to jump from like a basic arithmetic to like pre-calculus?
No, I do.
Like, why do you want to do that? Why are you that person?
I feel like I've heard about people winning these parlays, and that's what I want
to
bet.
Yeah, that is the worst way to get. Let's look at all the bad ideas out of the way first. Do you play craps at all?
Never.
Okay, that doesn't help me. But if you play craps, you play craps at all?
I have. Yeah.
What do we do? I'm a big craps
person. We're in a casino. Thank you very
much,
Lindsay. Lindsay, the pass line. You know, you play the pass line. That's like one of the best bets in the whole casino. But they offer 20 or so other bets you can play. Hard ways and 11, 12, those type of things. In sports gambling, it's the same way. You want to stick to get what gives you the best odds to win. That's going to be Team A versus Team B or the total. Anytime you get into parlays or in teasers or any of the in-game stuff that's going to be offered to everybody, That is not the way to do it because it's longer odds.
My theory on that is like anything in life. If it sounds too good to be true, nine times out of ten, it probably
is. Are you saying then you just go for, in the case of Nebraska,
go with Nebraska
versus Northwestern.
Lay the points.
If I'm going to take Nebraska and lay the points, that's just the easiest way to go.
Yeah, I'm saying okay. If you go to the fair and you see people throwing the ring toss trying to get the big stuffed animals, right? You don't see all the people that went in there with $20 and their girlfriend in a dream and leave with a stomach ache. You only look at the one guy with the big bear over his shoulder. That's the only guy you notice. That's the parlay.
Okay.
You're going to see one guy that wins. There's going to be 50 others that are donating
money. All right. So like in horse betting, you pick a horse you like, you bet on that horse to win.
Exactly.
Or maybe you bet it to win place and show.
Exactly. How many pick sixes are leaving?
Exactly. Sometimes, though, you want to play an exacta box or a trifecta box or a supervecta. So I felt like just going for the win wasn't enough because I'm brand new to sports gambling.
This is not Russia. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. You want to play a trifecta, then you play the trifecta.
Yeah, lose your money if you want to.
Quinella, go right ahead. But it's longer odds. Understand what you're doing is going to be tougher to win.
Now, the other thing that let's say perhaps maybe I've done in the past, and some of my friends, is when Hawaii plays.
Yeah,
I like to call it the Hawaii chase game.
Sure.
You've had a rough day. Mm-hmm. Hawaii's on the schedule. They're usually playing somewhere around like 7 or 8 o'clock at night on the West Coast. Maybe even a little later
sometimes. Let's hope so, exactly.
Yeah, maybe a little later. They're playing Vandy. They're playing an SEC team out of the gate.
They're going to get smoked.
I mean, Vandy stinks. I know that. Is Hawaii even any good? Is that a game? If you're having a rough day, if they didn't listen to you about taking Nebraska and they're having a rough day, should they even focus on Hawaii?
Well, want to hear my analysis?
Because
on this
could also be a bad idea, too.
It typically is.
Let me tell you my analysis.
Okay.
Hawaii has lost a ton of their best players on defense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know that or are you just making that up?
I'm making this up.
Oh, okay.
And as a result, when you have an SEC team playing at Hawaii, who lost 8 of their top 11 tacklers from their defense a year ago.
That you just made up.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you got to go Vandy here.
So how many unicorns are playing for Hawaii? Do we have unicorns playing for Vandy? I mean, where do we get these animals involved? Because if we're making stuff up. Here's the thing. Everybody who's ever bet on sports has been, especially Tri-East Coast people, you guys are getting them a little close. Yeah. The 2 a.m., I'm running to Taco Bell. I better get even today because I made 10 bad decisions.
Right.
By the time the NFL starts tomorrow, I need to try to be even. Yeah. And now they're broke because they're drunk and they're at Taco Bell everywhere. So you do not do that. The only time we're going to play Hawaii is when you should be playing Hawaii. This is a good spot. Kind of what you said is right, even though it's not right. Vandy's a 9-point favorite. They should blow out Hawaii. Yeah. They're a lot better than Hawaii. Hawaii is not that fun and gun team that scores a bunch of points.
Colt Brennan, may rest in peace, no longer with us.
Thank you, exactly.
And didn't they just bring back Timmy Chang? Isn't that his name?
Timmy Chang was a great quarterback.
He was, but he's not going to play.
Yeah.
Not one down.
Yeah, yeah.
So, coaching, though.
Yeah. He's not Scott Bakula in Necessary Roughness.
Okay,
that's
happening.
That's like bringing back Brent Venables to Oklahoma. I mean, they're going to bring him back, hope for the olden days. We'll see what happens. But yeah, out in Hawaii, fewer points. Vandy's defense is good. Look for a lower scoring game. But as a general rule, if you're betting Hawaii, that's a red flag. You've done some things wrong.
FatJackSports.com. Follow him on Twitter, FatJackSports. What else do you like this weekend before we let you go?
Yeah, give everybody something for free.
Well, there's some seasonal stuff, too, that you should get into. Dallas Cowboys are not even the best team in Texas. Play them under 10.5 wins.
Wow.
The Chiefs, and you guys have a lot of talk about their division. The Chiefs are starting their season with 8 straight games against winning teams that did not have a losing record last year. First time in the NFL history that's happened. They also lost the receiver, so go against the Chiefs under 10.5 wins with them. Things like that. Arizona, last year at this time, I went all over the country and I gave the Rams to win the Super Bowl at 22-1. A year late for you guys, but I did give that to everybody. You can see it online and stuff. I bet a bunch of money. I like the Arizona Cardinals this year. They're 30-1.
Wow.
If we keep Kyler Murray away from Donkey Kong and Call of Duty and all the different video games that he's attracted to, I think they're good. They were 7-0 and the number one power ranked team in the league last year through 7 weeks, and they had a bunch of injuries. So those are a few long game plays to play as well.
Quickly, because we only have about a minute here. You and I talked about long shots we liked in the NFL.
Right.
Who was your long shot?
I don't remember. Who was yours?
Mine was the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah,
the
that's Super a popular pick.
Oh, mine
pick,
was
yeah.
Cleveland.
You're yeah, the that's horrible. That's a horrible one. Yeah.
Now you know why. One
no,
of us
that's why I wanted
than,
the yeah. longest shot on the
no,
board.
It works on the radio, but yeah, not going to get into the game. Everybody in Cleveland's mad, so don't go up there during football.
Lindsay's from Cleveland.
Of course she is. Lindsay, you look great. You look much better suited for here.
Thanks. I don't know what that means, but it's kind of a cheap shot at Cleveland.
Well, Cleveland, everybody's angry right now. They don't have a quarterback.
I don't think anyone's that angry in Cleveland. I think it's everyone else that's angry at Cleveland.
There's a line in a Soundgarden song, look in California, feel in Minnesota. Look in California, feel in Cleveland?
No, I'm good.
Well, Baker Mayfield, there were a lot of Cleveland fans when he was there. Now they've all moved to Carolina. So
I don't know. I don't think anybody cares about Baker. I think they just want to beat him first game.
That's typically the thing.
That might be tough.
It might be. It probably will be. But at the same time, like, do you really think those guys want to lose to him the first week? They'll never live it down.
Yeah.
And Baker will brag about it for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Fat Jack, good to see you, brother.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
We'll do this every week.
We're going to have you on the show, right? Yeah, this every week. This is awesome. Okay.
Thursday's 4:35. We're going to figure it out.
Nebraska. You going to do it? Yes. Or are you going to do something stupid?
No. I'm taking Nebraska to win. I'm laying the points.
Okay.
I'm taking Vandy to win, and I'm going to lay the points. Those are the only two plays I'm playing.
I mean, he wasn't like super in on Vandy, but he thinks Vandy's a better player.
And under the total. Go under the total, too. We'll talk more about totals going forward.
Okay, totals. Okay, that's another thing I'm going to
talk about. Yeah, and don't do exotics.
All right, all I'm doing is
don't be Joe Exotic.
I'm doing not Joe Exotic.
Not till we get way up, and then we'll just risk it all.
Okay. All right. I got an open account. I got to start the whole thing. I'm ready to go. I want to learn.
Fat Jack, fatjacksports.com. Fat Jack on Fat Jack Sports on Twitter as well. Thank you, brother.
At Fat Jack Sports, exactly.
Yes, sir. All right. Coming up next, I got another man crush for you.
You do.
I do. You ready for that? I've given you two. You knew McVay, and you know Fat Jack.
But I like Fat Jack too. Slay Queen.
Yeah. Another man crush for you? We'll get that next. We're back in 2 minutes. Hollywood Park Casino, come hang out. We're here till 7 on 710 ESPN.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks to Fat Jack, one of my man crushes now.
I like him.
You know what else I love?
Tell me.
I love to stream live sports and original content with ESPN Plus.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Access the award-winning 30 for 30 library, all the UFC stuff, including exclusive pay-per-views, live coverage of 35 PGA Tour events each year, and thousands of hours of college sports. So get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle today. Stream anytime, anywhere. And all you got to do is what we do. Go to ESPNLABundle.com to learn more. By the way, here's what we should do.
Tell me.
We should put our show on ESPN Plus.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
That is a no-brainer.
Yeah, if everyone subscribes, if everyone goes to ESPNLABundle.com and subscribes, we will tell them it's because of us.
Right.
If enough people do it here in L.A. and force them to put us on TV.
Well.
On ESPN Plus.
I mean, when we say force.
Well, not force.
I mean.
But we will have leverage at that point.
Well, we should have leverage right now.
I mean, but we'd have more leverage.
Okay, let's get more leverage.
So go to ESPNLABundle.com.
Do what George says, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, though, if our show was streaming, you'd never be able to figure out how to watch it.
You would not.
I might be able to. Might.
I mean, you got the Amazon thing to watch.
Not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah. Fat Jack giving you Nebraska. You ready? I'm playing Nebraska tomorrow.
I am too, but I don't know how I'm playing yet. Like, I haven't
figured
created
it out.
You know how, like, I had a really hard time with Coinbase?
Yeah.
You know, when I was trying to transfer money so I could maybe try and buy some cryptocurrency, and it never, ever worked for me, so therefore I never bought any crypto.
What's your horse here in this fifth race?
In the fifth race today, George, at Del Mar.
Yeah. What number are we looking at?
We are looking at number 8.
Number 8?
Yes.
We should bet that.
We should bet that right now.
Yeah, hold on. By the way.
So for everyone listening at home, Cap has his phone where he's watching the horse race.
No, he's watching on my phone. Yeah. He can't get his TVG app to work.
I was going to say.
Right. So what horse?
The 8 horse. The horse is called Annie Graham, but 6-5 favorite, George. No, you don't want to bet that.
Yeah, let's not bet that.
You don't want to bet that.
Yeah, let's just put
6-5 favorite. But at least let's watch the race.
I guess, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what sucks is when you have a 6-5 favorite, you're not going to win. And then when you don't win,
people are like, well, you were the favorite. What the hell happened?
Why, I bet on your horse.
Yeah.
Well, don't.
Yeah.
Don't bet on the horse.
Yeah.
Do you notice that today here at Hollywood Park Casino, we have Wilding t-shirts?
We do.
Are they just being given away, or how's this work?
I'm pretty sure we can get Janice up here and ask her, but I'm pretty sure we're doing giveaways with the drawing. People fill out the names.
What I see is people are coming up here, and there's the ESPN license plate wraps.
Yeah.
You know?
I like those.
And they're like, hey, this stuff must be to be taken. So I've seen people, they're grabbing t-shirts, they're grabbing license plate things.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the story is, but people are coming by, and there's going to be a lot of people rocking these Wilding t-shirts.
Yeah, it's going to be, we got the food.
Look at this,
the
George.
Flatbread.
Look at this.
We got the burger, the Kobe burger. Thank you so much.
This is what I'm telling you
We're sampling stuff. What is that? Coconut shrimp?
Yes.
Yeah.
The food here at Hollywood Park Casino, I promise you.
Increíble.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I don't know what this is. This looks like some kind of a meat
flatbread.
Lovers.
A flatbread.
Yeah.
Yeah, meat lovers is right. A little red onion.
And then that coconut shrimp does look kind of fire.
Yeah.
Lindsay just gave me the menu here.
Yeah. We're going to try this. You want to try it on the air?
Yeah, let's see.
Well, while you try one of these, let me go tell you about my new man crush.
Okay. Oh, please do.
Your boy, Justin Herbert.
Oh, no. What now?
He's great. You said I'm not a Charger fan, but I'm not a Charger hater like you.
That's right.
I will be openly rooting for both the Rams and the Chargers in their division.
You're actually going to pay attention to the Chargers.
I am. I have one of their games.
Watch their games.
I am calling their game Chargers Jaguars at Chargers in week three, I believe.
Okay. Well, call the game. Mm-hmm. I know you'll be a pro's pro. But I can't. You can't be cheerleading for the Chargers.
No, not cheerleading.
Can't be doing it.
But he's really good.
I acknowledge that Justin Herbert is really, really
but
good.
But you do it begrudgingly.
Well, because I don't like the team that he plays for, and I hate the ownership that,
right,
that he plays
you,
for.
That should not. That should. You should absolve him of that. That's not his doing.
You want to hear what I'm?
He was drafted. Then.
Let me tell you what I want for Justin Herbert.
What do you want?
I want Justin Herbert to pass for 500 yards.
Yeah.
I want him to pass for 5 touchdowns. I want the Chargers to score 35 points. Mm-hmm. And then in the last second of the game,
the defense gives it up.
I want every single opponent to rip their heart out by kicking a walk-off field goal.
Right, but why do you hate Derwin James then, or Boza, or you know, Khalil Mack?
Well, you know, listen, here's what happens when the Chargers go out and get high-priced free agent players.
Khalil Mack is good, though, bro.
Yeah, but you know what, you know what happens to these guys?
Something happens.
Yeah, they get hurt.
Yeah.
They get hurt.
Well, Mack was hurt a little bit last year.
Right. And even they have this kid, this J.C. Jackson, this defensive back that they got from New England. All of a sudden now, here you are almost getting to the season, and he's having some kind of an ankle surgery. They're saying 2 to 4 weeks. I'm thinking to myself, really? 2 to 4 weeks for an ankle injury for a defensive back surgery? I don't know. So, look, I acknowledge this, George. I can't hide from it. Just like Clinton Yates is the president of the local chapter of the Handsome Man community, I am the card-carrying founder of the Charger Hater Club. As a matter of fact, have you seen Casper Villa right here? You seen Casper?
Casper Villa, I see him right there.
Casper, could you come up here for 1 second? I want you to show George what you got today. Look at the hoodie that Casper is wearing right now. Take a look at what it says.
Charger Haters Club.
It says Charger Haters Club.
Yeah.
Take a look at how smooth that looks.
Yeah.
That looks clean. Yeah. We are going to order you one.
No.
I'm
not a hater. I'm a lover.
Okay.
He just said his man crush is on Justin Herbert. Why would he wear a Chargers Haters Club shirt?
Yeah, why would I? To support me and my club?
Okay.
I mean, it's your club?
Would you like
a card? You're like the no, I don't want one.
I'll give you a card.
No.
But here's the thing about cards. When I give out these cards,
yeah,
you take it, you sign it, you put it in your wallet, you carry it. Are you willing to sign a Charger Hater Club card?
I'm eating some fries. No.
You are not willing to?
No, because I like Justin Herbert. He's good. And I like their coach, Staley.
All right. You're becoming a Charger fan. That's like being a Clippers fan.
I'm not becoming a Chargers fan. I just like them. I can't like them.
You like the Clippers?
I mean, I think they're going to probably be really damn good this year.
But do you like them?
Sure. What's not to... I mean, I have no disdain for them.
You going to watch the Clippers as much as you watch the Lakers?
Maybe not equally, but I will watch. I definitely will watch the Lakers more, but I will watch the Clippers plenty, I'm sure.
Are you a 50-50 Rams-Chargers guy now, or are you a 75-25 guy?
Well, on Sundays, I'm actually more of a red zone guy.
Yeah, I love red zone.
Yeah.
What's the deal with red zone? Has red zone changed this year because of all the changes? So it's still, you got it on DirecTV with Andrew Siciliano.
Yeah, Siciliano's my guy.
I've had it on cable TV.
With Hanson, because you're anti-Siciliano.
Not anti.
You are.
Not anti.
It's okay.
I only got what I got.
Andrew's listening somewhere online on the ESPN LA app, probably with Mina somewhere, and Andrew Whitworth. They're huddled, and he is beside himself as they're getting ready for the Bengals.
Andrew Siciliano, my paisan. Listen to me.
Yeah. And he's also half Jewish.
My paisano, Hebraic hermano.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Mm-hmm. I have cable TV.
Yeah.
I don't have DirecTV.
I mean, you should get DirecTV. You live in Southern California. It's beautiful out there.
I have Scott Hansen. You, George, have Andrew Siciliano.
Yes.
I'm not going to get DirecTV just for Andrew Siciliano.
Yeah.
And I didn't go get cable TV for Scott Hansen.
Okay.
But I happen to like both. Yeah. And I like Scott Hansen just fine.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Scott Hansen's fine. I'm not demeaning Scott Hansen. I'm just a Siciliano guy. I'm a loyal guy.
You have made a real line in the sand.
Siciliano. It's my guy.
Speaking of Siciliano, here is this flatbread pizza.
Yeah, can you do it on the other side?
Of course I can.
Yeah, let's do the flatbread pizza. And also, there's news that's been reported about Russell Westbrook and the Lakers. Did you hear this?
I mean, I think I've heard it.
Okay.
But I'm not positive I've heard it.
I'll tell you what it is on the other side. We're back in 2 minutes or so. We are here at Hollywood Park Casino. Sedano and Cappy hanging out with you as we get ready for our fantasy football event at 7 o'clock. The people will be churning through the doors in a little bit. So make sure you come hang out with us beforehand. We're going to eat this delicious food. We're going to try it for you. We're going to taste it for you. We're going to tell you what you need to have. That's coming up next.